This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It is good to have you along. Every 40 seconds, someone has a stroke. Stroke is one of the leading causes of death, and we're going to be talking about stroke today on the program. We're going to be hearing from Geisinger neurosurgeon Dr. Odette Gorin. Geisinger was recently designated a comprehensive stroke center. American Stroke Month was observed in May, and we're going to be hearing from Dr. Gorin about the designation and about stroke, and hopefully give you some information that will be helpful and perhaps life-saving. Dr. Gorin, thanks for being with us. Let's begin with just some basic information on the condition.
We have about 800,000 stroke cases each year in the United States, and there are two types of strokes. The much more common one, which is about 87% of strokes, is when we don't have enough blood reaching into a territory or part of the brain. It's what we call ischemic stroke, when an artery is blocked by a blood clot, which reaches usually from the heart or from the arteries in the neck and then just washes out into the brain. So this is the most common type of stroke. The other kind of stroke is when we have, actually it's the opposite, when we have too much blood entering the brain, which we call the bleeding stroke or hemorrhagic stroke. It is only 13% of all the strokes, but it is much more lethal, and it is caused when small blood vessels in the brain rupture, and then we have bleeding in the brain itself. So those are the two types of strokes, the ischemic stroke and the hemorrhagic stroke.
Tell me what people need to look for, both the victims and those people around them.
The designation that we like to use is the acronym FAST. F is for face drooping. So we always ask if the patient has one side of the face which is drooping or is it numb. And we can ask the person to smile. If the smile is uneven, we have the face drooping. So that's the first letter of the acronym. Then we have A, which is arm weakness. So we ask the patient, is one arm weak or numb? We ask the patient to raise both of his arms, and if one arm is drifting downward or is not able to move that arm, then we have arm weakness. The third is S, as for speech. When we have speech difficulties, we ask the patient if the speech is slurred, if he's unable to speak or hard to understand. We can ask him to repeat a simple sentence, and if the word does not come out correctly, then we have a speech difficulty. And the last is T, and T is for time. We know that time is brain. The more time we wait since the symptoms started, the worse is the outcome, or more disabled the patient will be. Time is really crucial here. That's why I often meet people that have those signs and symptoms of face drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulties, and they say, I'll wait at home, maybe it will get better. And that's a mistake, because we're letting time pass. As soon as we see those symptoms, we have to call 911 and rush to the nearest emergency department. Classically, from the onset of symptoms, we're able to treat stroke with clot-busting medication, which is called TPA, which we can administer through the IV in the emergency department. But the time window is very short. It's about 3 to 4.5 hours. Now, with our new technologies, we can treat stroke and actually reverse some symptoms, most of the symptoms, and sometimes all of the symptoms of stroke within 24 hours window. So we expanded our time window significantly.
How does the person who is suffering a stroke know it? We've always heard the heart attack signs. A lot of people would be able to indicate, I'm having a heart attack. But how do you know you're having a stroke?
Often the brain is injured here, so it's really hard to comprehend what is going on in your body when you suffer a stroke. You don't really understand that you're actually suffering a stroke. Unlike a heart attack, when you know you have chest pain, you have arm pain, you're nauseated and you vomit and you know you're having a heart attack. Often in stroke, you don't really understand it, except from a terrible headache, which is often associated with a stroke. You don't really see the face drooping. You don't really understand that your arm is weak and your speech is not as it should be.
Tell me about the Geisinger Comprehensive Stroke Center designation. What's Geisinger doing that makes going there a better option?
There are many, many centers across the country that are able to treat stroke by giving the clot-busting medication. Geisinger is a comprehensive stroke center, meaning it is It has the ability to treat all types of stroke patients, not just the ischemic stroke, but also the bleeding strokes and the more complicated type of stroke that are caused by abnormal vessels in the brain, like brain aneurysms. We are a team of physicians, and we have all the surrounding team to facilitate the most technologically advanced treatment for strokes. Nowadays, we know how to bring the patient that suffers from stroke. We know how to identify the stroke quickly. When they come to the emergency department, we do imaging tests like a CAT scan or an MRI. And once we diagnose the stroke clinically and by imaging technology, then we can bring them into the endovascular suite or angio suite, which we can place a catheter from the artery in the leg and go up into the brain and retrieve that blood clot that was stuck in that artery causing the stroke. We can do that very fast. It's a procedure of, it can be as short as 20 minutes, going into the brain, taking that blood clot out with a special stent retriever and basically reverse most or all of the symptoms of the stroke. We do that 24/7, 365. We are always here waiting for those stroke patients to arrive. And again, we have that 24-hour window that we can take the patients and bring them fast to the angio suite and possibly abort all the signs of the stroke.
It seems like treatment has come a long way in the last 10, 20, 30 years. Is this a correct observation?
Oh, yeah. So it started in 1995 when the TPA, that clot-busting medication, started. But again, it works only on a very small number of patients. When there's a bigger clot sitting in the artery, that TPA will probably not work. And only in the last few years, basically since 2015, we saw a lot of research done across the country and in the world that proves that getting those patients fast to the angio suite and bringing the catheter up into the brain, retrieving the clot, really matters. And it's the time that is so important here.
Who is most at risk for suffering a stroke?
So stroke in the young, meaning under the age of 40, is rare. It starts to climb when it's in the 60s and 70s. And every year you become older, you get more chance of suffering from a stroke. And other illnesses and risk factors can contribute to the chance of having a stroke, like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, having a bad diet, not exercising, high glucose. Patients with diabetes are at risk. Smoking is a big one.
Dr. Oded Goren has been our guest today on the program. He's a Geisinger neurosurgeon and has been with us to talk about stroke and Geisinger's comprehensive stroke center designation. Dr. Goren, thanks for being with us on the program. And we want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in for this afternoon's edition of the program. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.